Yesterday, workers at Cardinal Health in Tullamore County Offaly were told in a staff meeting that the plant was to close by spring of 2026. Midlands correspondent Gail Conway spoke to shoppers, public reps and businesses in the town yesterday about the impact of plans to consolidate production to plants in other countries.
It doesn't surprise me that jobs are going, but what does surprise me, and it happens all the time, is that the workers are the last people to ever know.
It's a big loss to the town, obviously a massive employer. You'd worry, especially out in that industrial estate, there's an awful lot of similar factories. You'd worry there'd be some level of knock-on effect on them as well.
Like, we're living here over 30 years and it was here before us, before we came down, you know. So it's a hell of a shock for everyone.
And what about the people working there?
The devastation is going to have a huge effect, you know. It really is, right across the town and further afield, you know.
So what's your reaction to the closure of Cardinal Health in 2026?
I think it's terrible. No notice at all. People just back to school, huge expenses. It's just a terrible way to treat people.
Councillor Neil Fury, Cardinal Health and its predecessors have been established here for many decades and they've been a huge employer for the town, a key employer for the town, and they've provided great service. And I know many of the families, and I've spoken to them this morning, that have worked with this company for decades. And, you know, it is, my thoughts are really with the families who are dealing with this news this morning.
Aoife Masterson, Sinn Féin councillor. Well, it leaves a great deal of uncertainty for the workers, and it also, at a time when Tullamore is trying to move forward, is trying to seek greater investment from industry, it leaves a great deal of uncertainty for the town as well. You know, we are trying to progress, we are trying to seek industry, and it's a worrying time. When any business is lost from a town, it is a worrying time.
This company has changed hands multiple times over the years. Would you be optimistic that a new company will come in and take over?
We would be optimistic, but what I would say is we need more than optimism. We need action from the government and from the IDA to ensure that another business comes in here. It's not enough to hope that this will happen. It's time for action.
Tony McCormack, councillor with Offaly County Council and also owner of Print Plus, print and design company here in Axis Business Park. This company, as I said yesterday, was established here in Tullamore over 40 years ago. It would have started during a recession. There would have been sought after jobs, and they're still sought after jobs. A lot of people working there would have been working there for many, many years. So it would have been a huge contributor to the local economy. In fact, at its peak, it would have employed 650 people. So it's down to 315, which is a lot of people and a lot of wages that go into the local town here in Tullamore and all the other smaller towns around the area. That means the fish shop, the bread shop, the grocers, the bars, the restaurants, that'll be a lot of money taken out of the economy locally.
John Cusack, Centre Manager of the Bridge Centre, Tullamore. I think, you know, the cloud is over the whole town over the last 24 hours. But, like, Tullamore is a very vibrant town. It's very well situated. The factory here is very well situated. The access and the services of this factory. And this is a very, very dark day for the amount of money that would be coming into not just Tullamore, but the surrounding areas on a weekly basis with the amount of people that worked and the supported industries that would have gained employment and services from this factory.
Anthony Hanafy, President Tullamore and District Chamber of Commerce. I have friends in there, I have neighbours in there, and my heart goes out to them all. It is a huge shock. It's devastating for the area. You would hope that basically a lot of them, they are a highly skilled workforce, top calibre people, and I suppose if the IDA can basically get boots on the ground quick and do something, you would hope that a replacement employer could be found for the. It's a huge facility, and you'd hope the IDA could find someone in the 18 months to actually occupy it after that.
That's the President of Tullamore Chamber, Anthony Hanafy, ending that report from our Midlands correspondent, Gail Conway.